Chapter 48. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi, the Golden Leg. We are discussing Rav Hanina ben Dosa, our example of a Baal B'tachon who protects and brings blessings to his generation. What does it mean exactly that he brings bracha to his generation? As you mentioned previously, the Gemara tells us that the whole world received parnasa because of Rav Hanina. He simply lived and often had to do without. He was content. At one point, however, his wife complained they had been living in a difficult situation and didn't have food for Shabbat. She told him she couldn't handle it anymore. If you want, I'll pray for you, he told her. That morning, a long gold bar appeared at their doorstep. She was excited. They had relied on Hashem and they received the treasure. That night, she had a dream that all the righteous people in Gan Eden were sitting around the table with three legs, while she and her husband were sitting at a table that had only two legs. She was very disturbed and told her husband her dream. He said, yes, that's where the gold bar came from. Their table in Gan Eden was now missing a leg. She said if that was the case, she didn't want the gold anymore. He prayed, a hand reached down, and the gold bar was taken back. The Medrash states that this was a bigger miracle than the receipt of the gold bar, because Hashem gives, he doesn't take. The commentary Yaros Devosh has questions about this episode. He asks, why does the table at Olam Haba only have three legs? Wouldn't it be more comfortable to sit at a table with four legs? He answers that it's because the world stands on three pillars, and our future in Olam Haba stands on these same three pillars. Torah, Avodah, prayer, and Gemilos Chasadim, kind deeds. Their table had only two legs, indicating that the Rav and his wife had lost one of those pillars. Which was it? Yaros Devosh answers that they lost the pillar of Chesed. It would seem, however, that with the gold bar in their possession, they'd be in a better position to do Chesed and give tzedakah. The Yaros Devosh explains that all their lives, they had wished for the ability to give charity on a grand scale. For those of us who can't afford to build buildings or donate large sums to charity, this is a tremendous lesson. What is our chesed? Rav Hanina sat in shul, and every time there was an appeal, he said to himself, I wish I could give, I want to give. This journey is a powerful phenomenon. Sometimes the wanting accomplishes more than the actual giving. God links good thoughts with actions. Rav Hanina supported the whole world with his good eye and his betachon. He was a remarkable Baal Chesed, even though he didn't see what he was accomplishing. With his prayers and wishes for others, he was doing great kindness for himself and the world. Because we often don't recognize this, his wife didn't see it. Therefore, she suffered more from their poverty. To build the right perspective, we have to understand that our betachon does tremendous things. We are constantly helping people with our prayer and kind thoughts. A Baal Betachon can support the world regardless of his finances. He can be the biggest philanthropist in the world just by thinking about what I'm wanting to get. As long as he didn't have the money, Rav Hanina had the pillar of gold in Shemayim. With his desire to help others, he supported the world. The Yaros Devosh says that with actual money, people cannot always do as much good as they expect. How do they know which causes are worthy? Even if they give to the right cause, no matter how much they give, they can never permanently fill the need. However, with our betachon and yearning, we cannot fail to accomplish great things. Oftentimes, when we hear that the lottery is at a ridiculously large number, people stop and they daydream and they pretend that, oh, if I win, I would buy this and that, and I'd spend money on this amazing thing, and I've always wanted one of those, and so on and so forth. Perhaps this chapter teaches us that we can play the same what-if game with tzedakah and charities and organizations that we know definitely could use help. You don't need to wait for the lottery to be so big. Just start thinking, I wish I'd be able to help this organization. That organization is so special. And when we start to live with those goals in our minds, when we know where we'd love to be able to assist them, so that also helps us and helps those around us understand what's important and that even our desires, our wants, our thoughts are able to help grow stronger in our betachon and connecting to Hashem and to others.